I am very happy to be here with you. For me, it's a privilege to be here. This is a dream for us in the Ministry of Education. And I'm going to try to explain you why this is a dream for us, a dream that has come true. We believe in the Ministry of Education and in this government in peace, but we also believe that the way that we can build peace in Colombia is through education. And through education, why? Because we believe that in Colombia, everyone should have the same opportunities. For example, talking about English. English in Colombia was a privilege for some people, the rich people. And we believe in this Minister of Education and in this government of President Santos that English shouldn't be a privilege. English should be a right for all. And this is what we're doing here, for example, having this immersion camp. It's not only a reward for you because of your prueba saber in ninth grade, but it's also an opportunity to show in Colombia that everyone can speak English, that everyone could have access to fellows, for example. We are now having 600 fellows in the whole country. So for us, English in Colombia should be for everyone, especially in public schools. So this year we wanted to give you a reward for your prueba saber 11, and that reward was this immersion camp, the whole time in English, I hope. Have you spoken the whole time in English? Yes. Or some people speak in Spanish to you? No one. Okay. And are you happy with that?
Yes. Okay.
So now what we are doing here is showing to the whole people in Colombia that English is not a privilege. That English is an opportunity, and that opportunity should be for all the students in Colombia. We are working on it. My dream, my next dream, or the dream that I have right now that should be true in some years, is that these immersion camps should be permanent, so that you can come here for 15 days and then another group and then another group and then another group, so that you can practice and practice the whole time with people that only speak English to you. And we're working on that. We need a lot of money for that, but I'm working on that. So first of all, congratulations for your prueba saber in noveno. Congratulations, Nancy, rectora, por haber llevado ese colegio a que hoy pueda estar aquí. Muchísimas gracias, de verdad. Espero que el próximo año también puedan estar a cada uno de sus estudiantes que hicieron posible esto. Y esperemos que estos campos algún día muy pronto puedan ser permanentes para que puedan entrar y salir, y que todos los niños en Colombia tengan acceso al inglés como una oportunidad, como un derecho, no como un privilegio. Hoy los jóvenes se van con un nivel mucho más alto de inglés. How do you feel? Do you feel that your English is better now than 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
How much better? From 1 to 10. Raise your hand. 5, 6, 10. 10? 10, okay. Laura was saying that to me. Can you come here, Laura? I was asking her, how do you feel? Do you feel that they have improved their English? Do you feel, or can you see the difference? Can you see the difference? Why don't you tell them what do you see?
So guys, when we first arrived here, day one, your English was how? 1, 2, 3? Show it with your hand. 3, 4. And now, today. 8, Carla? All right. And you guys? 10, 9? So you want to work more. All right. And you guys? Don't be ashamed. 7, all right.
And are you see the same thing?
Yes, they've been improving and asking questions. Some students are very engaged. And I noticed that they understand, and sometimes the kitchen staff or someone from the hotel asks a question, they're like, yes, please, excuse me, to them. So it's interesting.
So thank you very much. Congratulations. I hope the next grade, next year, can come here also from the same school. And thank you very much, the fellows. Thank you very much, YMCA. You are the best partners that we have. Now there are, I don't know, how many people are in the States right now with YMCA? 100
children.
100? 100 are doing the same thing, but in the United States. So think about it. You can see the videos in Twitter or in Facebook, and it's the same thing, but in where are they? Michigan, Georgia, Washington, Maine. So YMCA, thank you very much for being part of this project of Colombia Bilingüe, and thank you all. Bye.